This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour now, it's time for the collaborative effort of people who are in my various posses to be working on the Talker's top news talk radio stories of the past year. The people of 2016 in the focus, and what I do here each week at this time is to invite the members of my staff. I don't know that they think they're invited. I think they think they're told. This is what we're going to do in this hour. And
deal
so
with
I
it.
Have. Yes. Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Let's see, who's off? Oh, McFadden's off because he thinks this is a good week to take a vacation. Can you imagine all the things
no
that are going
on? No
one's
doing that.
I know.
Can I tell you how much I wish that, given the traffic, because I live in Los Angeles, and the traffic is always nuts, always,
yep.
You know, it's Saturdays, Sundays,
always.
Any day.
Mm-hmm.
This week has been beautiful. If we could just implement holidays all throughout the year like this, I'd
I was
be
on
so
the 110
excited.
Coming, was it yesterday? I came, or the day before, I was coming up the 110 from San Pedro to go across to where Megan lives in Los Feliz. And the 110
Los
was horrible.
Feliz, but.
And them, too. It was awful. And the crashes. And this, you wonder about the end of the year and looking into the new year, they're all the business, the discussion of New Year's and Halloween, good dog, and the revelry for New Year's, drinking and driving and the stupid things that people do. And nobody, it doesn't seem that anybody learns the lesson from the year before. Because it's always the same story, especially on these highways, whether it's here in Los Angeles where Jennifer and I are, or New York where Victoria is, or Kara down in Washington, or wherever you may be. The nutcakes get out, and the best example I can give you of this, and then we'll move into our rundown of the top 15 stories. The woman who, if you have not heard this story, there was a woman on trial this past week for killing her husband. Listen to this story. They were drinking at a Christmas party, and he had a motorcycle. He'd come on his own, and she'd come from work in her car. So they drink it up, and they're both sloshed. I mean, wiped out. Blood alcohol levels twice what the limit is. So the party's all over, and he decides he's going to go home, and she says, okay, I'll follow you. So he gets on his motorcycle, is so drunk that he falls off the motorcycle on the highway, and she's so drunk that she runs over him and kills him. So if that isn't the story of stories when it comes to drinking and driving, I don't know what it is. If you don't get a message from that, you're too thick to get it no matter what. I mean, how much more can you display or tell in terms of an example of what happens when you drink too much than something like that? And she's being charged with manslaughter. She'll go to jail 4 or 5 years probably for doing something that she wouldn't have done if she hadn't been out of control drunk.
That'll be nothing compared to the guilt that she lives with the rest
no,
of the
okay.
Life.
But in that circumstance, I mean, I sound like a heartless, no-good SOB, but I think she deserves it. Anybody who abuses alcohol and drugs and that sort of thing to the detriment of other people. You want to kill yourself? Go right ahead. Help yourself to doing whatever damage you want to do, as long as you're not doing it to somebody else. Especially somebody that you love. And more often than not, these sorts of things happen. I could tell you a story making your hair stand on end about what went on in my family when I was a kid with alcohol. It just is so unnecessary, thoughtless, selfish, whatever word you want to use for it. Please, this program, this hour of the program will air all over the place, all over the weekend. So maybe there'll be some of you hear it and think twice. And if that happens, that's good. We've done our job. Okay. The job here actually is to go through the top 15 stories from this past year and then the people that are on the list. Then we'll talk about said list and said people. At number 15 on the top talk stories of the year, the national anthem protesting that went on, started by Kaepernick, Kaepernicki, Kabunga Bunga, And I don't think he deserves the respect of giving him his real name. I just find him to be obnoxious. But anyway,
can we in the new year call him by his real name, though?
Why?
Can we make that a New Year's resolution?
Kaepernick. Him too. Okay. Why
he'll be gone probably after this season anyway, right, Jen?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that was what everybody thought at the beginning of this football season. He was just weeks away from being cut by the 49ers, and then he came up with this whole kneeling controversy, and he would take his knee during the national anthem, and all of a sudden the 49ers' hands were tied in using him because or getting rid of him because they knew he'd started this Black Lives Matter controversy.
Right.
He felt he wasn't represented. And then, I mean, it was really, from a career longevity standpoint, it was sort of a genius
move. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a smart move.
Well, his house is for sale, so he knows that his time is limited. So.
On the road. Right.
Yep.
All right, so anyway, and there were a number of other athletes who protested and other people. I love protests. I think we should be protesting all kinds of things. Matter of fact, the number 14 item this week on the Talkers Countdown of the top discussion topics on News Talk radio stations around the country this year focuses on the water scandal in Flint, which in my book, we supported, and I was very happy, frankly, to be talking about what was going on in North Dakota because it made people understand how bad the news media is and how stupid the government is or how influenced it is by forces that ought not to be as influential as they are. So that protest ultimately became one that was 7,000, 8,000 people there, and I would like to see 10 times that many, 100 times that many protesting in Flint over this. I don't even understand how these people keep their jobs, why they aren't all in jail. The incompetence, why they didn't impeach the governor. I mean,
well,
this is something that's so
outrageous.
Three of
them are in jail in Flint. Three of the government officials are in jail already for
But they haven't fixed the problem, Jennifer.
Yeah.
It's still lead all over the place.
Well, that's going to take a while to replace all those pipes and everything, so.
Well, it still is outrageous.
Yep.
And it's an example of the kinds of things, and it could be pointed out that not only do these things happen in government, but they happen in business. But I don't feel like if it happens in business, I'm not paying for it. If it happens in government, I'm paying for it. And I don't.
Well, that's not always true, though. Look at the Bank of America scandal. All those accounts that were duplicated, and there were customers that were paying for that.
Okay.
And I just got a check last week for $60 from AT&T that I didn't even know I had coming to me. And apparently, AT&T, it's my cell phone provider, has been ripping me off for the last 10 years.
Wow, that's
and
sweet,
so
huh?
Someone caught them, and I got $60 out of it. But still, it does affect us with business.
Now that you mention it, I've been involved in a couple of class action lawsuits in the farming arena, where the big the farming is boiled down into a few companies controlling produce and a few companies controlling a fluid milk supply and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lady who's a farmer in Vermont got tired. She was getting cheated about $30,000, $40,000 a year and had been for 4 or 5 years. She went, they said, nah, we're not going to do anything because you farmers aren't strong enough. So give it to her. I happen to know this lady. She got together a group of farmers, and they sued Dean Foods, and they won a settlement of $34 million.
Wow.
So, you can get it. You can get the man.
I've got $21 coming to me from when, because it made my hair fall out.
All right, there you go.
That's some righteous bucks.
I'll probably get $4,000 or $5,000 out of that milk settlement.
Yeah.
And,
wow, that's nice.
Because they cheated me, too.
Yeah.
I wasn't smart enough to catch it. She was. So those are the kinds of things that we need to be really aware of, because that's just human nature, apparently. All right, when we continue along here, countdown overview of these top news stories, we go to the Iranians. There's a lot of Middle Eastern stuff, and I kind of want to glom it all together, if you don't mind. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at 14 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
17 after the hour. This is the countdown. Well, this is sort of the Doug Steffen crew with the countdown stories. We usually do it every week with the top 10 of that week, but we have the overview of the end of the year. 15, the big stories, 15 of the top rated stories of the year, according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where they have Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, and Talkers Magazine. So I don't really, I mean, we can talk until the cows come home about all of the stuff going on in the Middle East. What is there new here, other than maybe the Syrian situation where the Russians and the Turks brokering a deal? The United States had nothing to do with it. Maybe that's the story as the year ends. What do you think, ladies?
Yeah, I think there's, as far as the Middle East, this year there's been a lot of changes, and I think probably most of them, it's fair to say, happened in Syria and in Turkey, and now going into 2017, there'll be changes in Israel. But, I mean, the story with Syria is a big one because there has been fighting there for 5 years. Uh-huh. And then Bashar al-Assad, who's the leader of Syria, was able to go into Aleppo and started killing people, trapping them in their buildings, kids, adults, old people, whomever. He was just taking them all out, or his forces were. And Russia and Turkey and Syria were able to come to an agreement for a ceasefire. So that's good news. That happened just this week. And the story with that, with the ramifications for the United States, is that we just simply weren't involved with those discussions. And some people say, well, why should we be? Because we should just be more isolationist. But at the same time, the U.S. has seen its presence sort of in the theater of the world going down a little bit, and Russia taking our place. And I don't necessarily love that so much. I don't want Russia to be the world leader that the U.S. once was. So hopefully we'll be able to right that ship a little bit in 2017.
Interesting to see how the relations change, if they do or they don't. Now, one of the other things that we're talking about as the year comes to an end is the hacking, Russian DNC hacking allegations. And so Obama sends 35 diplomats home, and Putin says, I'm taking the high road. I'm not going to expel any U.S. diplomats. I'm just going to close the U.S., the American school in Moscow. That'll fix them. Well, let's see where that goes. 21 after the hour here on The Countdown.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
What's going on in our country at the end of the year? We look forward to the next year. We're talking about the big discussion topics on news talk radio stations around the country. That's our job on the countdown. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen with the number 11 item on the countdown of the top 15, the relationship we have with China. There are a lot of people. We were talking earlier, Jennifer, about looking around this Christmas to find things that weren't made in China. The thing that,
<Good luck.
laughs> that you wonder about is whether the Chinese want to be big tough guys, but if they decide to get too tough on America, Americans will turn on them and they won't sell their product. We're the biggest market that they have. So there's that. But then, you know, you wonder, we always try to figure out, I think people from other cultures are hard to figure out unless you have somebody that can get in. We were talking about Putin and Obama and, you know, Putin trying to figure out Obama.
Victoria and I were talking about Rex Tillerson, who's going to be the new Secretary of State. And the jury's out because no one really knows him because he's a businessman. And so we haven't really tried him out. It could go either way because he knows Vladimir Putin. He uses the word friend with Vladimir Putin. But in business, you still have to have the successful deal at the end of the day. And so maybe being this friend or being a friendly to Putin will show us what motivates him, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, the best defense is good offense under the circumstances. Mm-hmm. And us being careful about the Chinese. But we've already kind of, the ship has sailed. We borrowed trillions of dollars from them. And we gave them the money to give back to us.
You'll see President-elect Trump has been talking consistently. I mean, he's consistently talked pretty easily about Russia. But when it comes to China, he's talking about really, he feels like they've manipulated currency and done all of these things to sort of mess with our trade. You know, that's another big threat for the next 4 years because taking some of that business back to America is not, depending on how you do it, it's not going to make China all that happy, I don't think.
Tough. All right, number 10, bathroom laws. If you're a lesbian or you're gay or bisexual or transsexual, it is transsexual, right? With the T.
Transgender.
That's right, too. The question, we've had lots of conversations about this back and forth. I think they're silly in North Carolina to do this. It happens. It's like other things that are resisted, but sooner or later, marijuana is a good example. The public accepts it. Gay marriage, another item that had been for a long time scorned at, and then it's accepted because when no harm is done to another person, it's hard to get all worked up about it. That's the way I think these people are very foolish in North Carolina because they can, you know, businesses, whether it's appropriate or isn't, can use this, or the state, the business say, I'm not going to do business with your state because I don't like the way you stand. And most people don't even understand what the issue is, but it's still a negative. It could be a positive if you just kind of ignored it. Is that too simple a concept? Am I right or not?
I mean, yeah, to some extent. I disagree with you on a couple of points with this. Number one, I think states should be allowed to dictate the laws within the state. We all choose to live where we are. There are a lot of laws in California that I cannot stand that make me want to pull my hair out, but because I choose to live here, I have to abide by those laws. Part two of that is the pressure on businesses, which would come with these bathroom laws, to change around the entire way that they do business and change away the function of how they have their ladies in their men's rooms. That being said, I love all people. I think we need to offer people respect. I've often said, if you've got the makeup on and your clothes are on right, I mean, are people going to really stop you when you go into a different bathroom than your biological gender?
Well, in some states, that's already happened, where people have, you know, been very vigilante-like, and there have been some attacks. So
show me your private parts. That's great.
Ugh, yeah.
All right, 28 past the hour. I think I'll get out and use the restroom here, Jennifer, if that's okay, if the door's open. This is the countdown.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, it's your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
It's the end-of-year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale. Get incredible deals on more than 400 varieties of first-quality flooring from just 59 cents a square foot. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just $149. Get popular whitewashed bamboo for $179. Save even more on special deals and small lots only at your local store. Plus, special financing. Don't miss these end-of-year deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. So clean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here at 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, a couple of members of my team, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, discussing with me an overview, just the way that we normally do it, taking apart some of the things that are on the list, the stories. Brexit became a story. I don't know what to say or do. I mean, what do we do about it? What is there to say about it? It was caused by immigrants, and the same thing's going to happen here.
I think 2016 was just a year of people not wanting to be bullied into doing things that they didn't think were great for themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a year of shocks and surprises and people just going, ugh, just blow it all up. I mean, really, it was like a year of just people being tired.
Yeah. Number 7 on the list of the top 15, the phenomenon known as fake news, which we seem to have paid a lot more attention to the last couple of months than we did during the course of the year. Am I right, or am I just not as observant as some?
No, it's true. No one knew it was fake in the beginning of the year. People were just sending stories around Facebook and reading one headline and then sharing it and not even knowing what the context of the story was. It was just laziness abounds. And then we found out a lot of it was fake.
All right, so have we come to a conclusion as to whether or not the story about Trump's assistant trying to find schools for kids in D.C. is a fake news story or a real news story? Because I see a little something flying around on both sides. There's some credibility to it. Others say no. So, you know,
well,
like,
Kellyanne Conway herself told the Post, she issued a statement yesterday to the Post, she commented and said that she would not classify herself as worried about it. Mm-hmm. So,
but has she received, that doesn't answer the question, has she been rebuffed by some schools because she's working for Trump?
I don't think the kids have applied yet, so I think this was sort of a preemptive, oh, you know, the Washington elites are trying to keep Kellyanne's kids out of schools. I don't think that that's actually happened yet.
Now, I had seen that four schools had turned her down. This is what we talk about, fake news. Yeah. This is just it. You get a news story, and there's a shred of truth to it, and then people in different avenues start to blow it up in different directions.
Well, right? then she said, she didn't deny it. She just said, I don't think I'll have a problem. But
right.
She didn't deny that the kids have been turned away from schools because she works for Trump.
First of all, Washington is filled with so many schools and so many people of different political beliefs. I would really find it hard to believe that schools are turning away kids that already have Republicans, Independents, Democrats, foreign kids. Everybody's all mixed up. So I don't know. I just find that kind of ridiculous.
Well.
But you know what? I mean, the truth is, in Washington, D.C., Republicans and Democrats alike did not like Trump. I mean, he was sort of the anti-Washington insider. It wouldn't surprise me if, because she works, not just because she has an R by her name, because she's a Republican, I don't think that's the story. I think the story is that she managed his campaign. She helped him win. I could see where she would probably have some difficulties.
How did she help him win?
People.
What did she do to help him win?
Oh, gosh. I think she recognized, and we talked about this before, she recognized the vulnerabilities in the polling numbers in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. She saw that Hillary Clinton was not bringing in the poll numbers that Obama was back in 2012 and 2008. And so she went after those states, and she put him out there all the time. I mean, simply, Trump outworked Hillary Clinton. I mean, that really is what came to play. He outworked her in the states that actually ended up mattering and flipping, and I think because she's a pollster and because of her background, she identified those vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm. All right, that makes good sense. Well thought out. Thank you. Next on the overview here, all the stuff going on in the Middle East. I think we've talked enough about that. I'm tired of talking about it, frankly. The police and the shootings. The one stat that comes out of this relationship story, we have a relationship with the police, a relationship with the news media. Sometimes things are tense. Sometimes we don't really know what's going on. Some we have different points of view. I feel strongly about good police. I don't feel strongly that all police are good, but most of them are. They're the ones that deserve respect and honor as men and women wear the uniform in the service. Same thing. And I think the disrespect that is shown in area with some of these people are just mental. The fact that you would just shoot a policeman because he's standing there, you have no beef with him, you don't even know him, you have no connection to him, you
terrible.
Stand, walk up to him and you shoot him. Nah, that this those people need to fry if you don't kill them first. And that sounds very, very crude, as there is so much violence in our society. But I just, the other side of it is, and people will argue this, well, Doug, what about the mental health of these people? By doing this, they are, in essence, admitting that they are out of their minds. They're insane. So don't we need to show them some mercy? And I don't really know how to come back from that argument. Mercy, and you got to really know who it is that you're prosecuting. And I'm not sure that sometimes they always do, because sometimes they get the wrong guy, and sometimes the wrong person pays a penalty. There's too much of that as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, there's no excuse. You can't justify whether you're mentally ill or you're not. How'd you get the gun if you're mentally ill? All of these questions that keep coming up. And we go from year to year to year, and we don't seem to get answers to them. I'm frustrated about this. And the problem is that more policemen have been killed in the line of duty this last year than for as long as people can remember. I think 153 police officers were killed or died in the line of duty this year, which is up substantially even in a year.
And it's like they're being,
targets.
It's not like that. Yeah, it's not like they're, you know, in hand-to-hand combat out there. It's people are picking them off. not even engaging into, I hate to use the word fair fight, but they're just seeing them as like sitting ducks and shooting at them and trying to hurt them from crazy places. I mean, you know, the danger with all of this is, how do we really get good police officers in that position anymore? I know there are still people who are going into the police force and doing so with a good heart, but if you're being targeted every time you go out, if people are giving you, yelling at you and yelling insults at you, constantly staring at you, waiting for you to make a mistake, having the camera phones in your face, who the heck wants to be a police officer? I mean, it's just, it's sad state of affairs.
The other side of it is, as we get toward the end of the year, there were a lot of people discussing whether and how to use these videos the police are getting because they're wearing the cameras themselves or they're in the car. There's a clampdown of information, and some jurisdictions and some states are saying, nope, we're not going to make this public. The news media is going to have to sue us if they want to get at it. We're not going to show these things unless it comes up at a trial. And I don't know if that's counterproductive or not. What do you got them for if you're not going to use them?
Right.
And people see.
And who are you protecting?
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't send the message. That doesn't ease anyone's mind, you know, especially if you're a minority in the country and you feel targeted, just like Jen was saying, that the police have been targeted in retaliation.
Yep.
That's not doing anybody any good.
No.
Transparency is what we need, and that's the opposite. So I don't understand that.
A country doesn't handle these things the way we have, and the biggest problem, what we're not handling, is the mental illness issue. And that's, we're not a progressive country. If we are that bad at handling people who we ought to be taking care of, I feel very strongly about what our obligation is as citizens. We pay our taxes. Who gets help? Those damn people that are coming here from Somalia that are getting thousands of dollars a year here illegally, and people who are mentally ill aren't getting proper treatment. The VA is not getting proper treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we need to look in the mirror and think to ourselves, well, and maybe that's why Trump got elected, because people are so angry with these sorts of things happening. It's time for a change. Now, let's hope he takes advantage of the openness, the first 100 days or whatever it is, and fixes some of these things, because they are crying. They're screaming for attention, and people are just fed up, as they ought to be. Anyway, so I think we've covered number two is the Russian hacking, and that's been talked to death. And President Trump and yada yada, his victory, that'll continue to be talked to death. He goes in, and so I'll go through the list. We'll take a pause here for a moment as we continue on the countdown, reviewing now the top 15 names. People in the news that were at the forefront of discussion on the Sirius News Talk issue-oriented sort of political talk radio programs and stations. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, at 43 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This report is brought to you by SunPower. From marzipan to blueberry almond cobbler, almonds are a staple ingredient during the holidays. So it's good to know that farmers and growers are turning toward the sun to provide more than just nourishment for their crops. John Wynn is with Golden Empire Shelling in Button Willow, California.
I think every farmer is an environmentalist, and I think it's just part of our makeup. We look at what's good for our community and our world, and I think we try to do the best we can for all. And solar fell right into that line of thinking. We felt that the sun is available to us, so let's not waste that.
In some U.S. counties, about 2 out of 5 farms produce renewable energy.
The decision to put SunPower solar in was because of the tracker system and lower degradation of the panels themselves, and we're looking at 30-plus years of value that we've put into this plant.
For more, visit sunpower.com.
Now what? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Everything that has happened to you in your life has already happened. Good, bad, happy, sad, scary, peaceful, heartbreaking, or indifferent, the past is gone. There is nothing you can do, say, or wish that will ever get even 1 second of your life back. So really, really the only question for you at this point, for this exact moment, is this. Now what? What's done is done. What's gone is gone. Life hurts sometimes. Life is filled with joy sometimes. But eventually, joy or pain, all things emotional and all things experience will change. And for you, and for me, and for everyone else, the one overriding question that needs to ring in our ears is, now what? Because when you can figure that out, you'll learn how to best handle the obstacles and challenges that are right in front of you. For more on handling it all, subscribe to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
All right, let's work our way through the people list if we can for this last weekend in December, last weekend of the year. Looking over the list at 15, Angela Merkel. Or are you supposed to pronounce it Angela? It's Angela.
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 Angela. Yeah.
Ooh, Angela. I like Angela better, but.
We'll send her a no, Dougie.
Yeah.
No, okay. At number 14, Colin Kaepernick. What?
It's Colin.
Before we do the most important names of the year, we may want to practice the pronunciation.
I'm not practicing that guy's name. He doesn't deserve any respect or attention.
Colin Kaepernick.
Thank you. 13 is Kim Jong-un. I think
he would
make it.
That's good.
But he'd be a good gay lover for Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, boy.
Okay, number 12. Antonin Scalia, who passed away during the year. What's to say about him? We all know where he came from. What I find most interesting about his life, at least as far as a jurist is concerned, wasn't his public life, but his private life. His best friend was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and the two of them couldn't have been any further apart in terms of the philosophy.
I and love that. We need more of that. Right, I love that.
The fact that Ted Kennedy, his closest friend in the Senate, was Orrin Hatch. Two guys completely different ideologically, like light years away from each other. It just shows that you can do it if you want to.
Right.
Number
it's
11.
Like Jennifer always says, I have referenced Jennifer's saying a lot, you know, when did politics become a team sport? Mm. You know, I mean, it's
so annoying.
It really is. Yeah, we don't connect as humans anymore. We just connect on platforms, and it's terrible.
It's so pat, too. It's so predictable. Okay, number 11, Mike Pence. Speaking of being predictable, talk radio host, became a congressman, then governor, now vice president. I'm sure he thinks of himself as presidential timber. Let's see how that works out for him. Bernie Sanders, number 10. Ben Carson, number 9. Didn't we change our opinion about Ben Carson during the year? He just turned out to be a salty, stable, secure guy.
Really? That's not my opinion.
What did you think beforehand?
I thought he was just kind of a lightweight, frankly.
I went the other way. I thought in the beginning, oh, wow, you know, this intelligent neurosurgeon, this might be a nice person to have in the mix. And then he went, every time he opened his mouth, I lost more and more respect for him. So,
I would have applied.
I think he's, I like him. I respect him. I think he's probably a good, decent human being. But so glad he did not win the primary.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I don't think he's a bad person. I just don't agree with the stuff.
Number 8, Chris Christie. What can you say about him that has been said 100 times?
Good riddance.
Marco Rubio is 7. Ted Cruz 6. Bill Clinton 5. Putin 4. Obama 3. Hillary 2. And the Donald number 1. No surprise there. Countdown at 10 before the hour.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees.
We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
It's a horrible, horrible movie. It is the worst of the two of them, but yet it gave them, it put them both on the map. Chuck Curry, our movie man, don't you think?
This film was huge for Burt Reynolds, it was huge for John Voight, and it was Ronnie Cox and Ned Beatty's first film.
Oh! Ronnie Cox, I remember that. Yes, right.
And it came out in 1973. It's one of the most disturbing pieces of film ever created. And my mother and father took me to see it when I was 7 years old.
And that's what's the matter
God,
with you.
Oh, Chucker, that was wrong.
No wonder you're so messed up.
Years of therapy just because of that move.
This is some of the list of movies my parents took me to see in the early 70s. Harry and Tonto, The Last Detail with Jack Nicholson, Taking a Pelham 1-2-3 with Walter Matthau, Day of the Dolphin with George C. Scott, and Across 110th Street with Anthony Franciosa. All R-rated movies. I had really cool parents.
Yeah, right, exactly. They did you a lot of good. And you're following in their footsteps by bringing your daughter to all that.
No, I don't really bring it to R-rated movies, but in full disclosure, she is a big fan of The Walking Dead, and now she roots for the villains. She rooted for the governor, and now she roots for Negan. So she's got a little bit of a quirk in her personality.
It didn't. Was the old apple tree routine? You know that how that works. Yes. You're rotten. We're all set. All right. So Chuck is going to give us a preview of the movies coming out this weekend, plus the movie news coming right up here.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minutes, I'm Tracy McRae. Diet trends and fads come and go. Each year it seems we hear about another diet plan or food being touted as the miracle way to lose weight. It is easy to feel lost in a sea of information.
Keep it simple. Vegetables, fruits, brown rice, oatmeal, lean sources of protein, fish if you like it, lean meats, beans, low-fat dairy products, heart-healthy fats, and nuts and olive oil are good examples there.
So what about the highly popular gluten-free movement?
There's a whole bunch of people out there, perhaps 25% of the population, who are avoiding gluten for health benefits, who don't have celiac disease and don't develop symptoms. Those people aren't really doing themselves any favors, in my view.
Dr. Hensrud says whole grains, not refined grains such as processed flours, provide many health benefits. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving. With 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store or kohls.com for details.
All right, coming up at 57 after the hour, Chuck Curry, our movie man, with the basically the overview of this weekend, same as last weekend, right? There's nothing
pretty much so. I mean, it's all about Rogue One, a Star Wars story, which has made, as of yesterday, Doug, around $386 million at the U.S. box office alone.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Good for Disney stock.
Yeah, the Star Wars stuff is still popular.
Yeah. Most anticipated movies of next year are...
They're all genre films, and of course, number one would be Star Wars Episode VIII. A cool thing here is Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, is going to get a lot more screen time, which is pretty cool.
And the fact that Carrie Fisher just finished 2 weeks ago her part in the film, which will be a nice tribute, and that'll attract people to the movie and nothing else will, frankly.
No doubt. Number two, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I love the trailer. You see the trailer? Really, really funny trailer.
I didn't think I was going to like it. You told me to go see it, and I finally capitulated, and I did like it, actually.
It is very enjoyable, the original. Number three, Disney's live-action version of Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson as Belle. The trailer to that looks incredible.
Why do you say yes, Victoria? What turned you on about what you've seen?
I love Beauty and the Beast. I mean, the original Disney movie, but to see a live action version, I love Emma Watson and Dan Stevens, who was Cousin Matthew in Downton Abbey, is the Beast, and Kevin Kline plays her father. I think it's going to be amazing.
And the effects, the CGI looks really good
in
the trailer, really good. Number four, Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, a standalone film. Number five, Spider-Man Homecoming, Justice League, Fifty Shades Darker, and The Fate of the Furious, the next entry in the Fast and the Furious franchise. A lot of good genre films coming out.
There's another Shades of Grey movie?
Yeah, it's called 50 Shades Darker.
Why is that going to do any good? The first one was awful.
Made money, though.
I did it.
It made a lot of money.
All right, so there it is, ladies and gentlemen, from the mouth of babes and Chuck Curry, the most anticipated.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.